Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
I'm John White.
And I'm Jan Peterzelka.
Well, and all three of us are here back in the studio to talk some plants today. But before we get to that point, we have a lot of upcoming events. We want to make sure that you know that if you don't catch us on our live show a couple of weeks ago that we had one, the Master Gardener Help Desk is open every morning from Monday through Friday. And you can call them at the Master Gardener Help Desk at 771-2354. Also to note is that the Rose Garden off Copia and Aurora Streets is going to be opening for the season starting March the 1st. So it'd be
that is exciting, and it's just gorgeous.
Exactly. So you're going to catch Master Gardeners out there. They'll be out there about 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. But it is open to the public from March 1st on to November. We also have another big event coming up in Las Cruces. Just up the road, we have the Western Pecan Growers Conference. Is that correct, John?
Right.
And that's going to be held in Las Cruces from March 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Right, and then go to the website, westernpecan.org, and get the information on it. But it's a big conference, so if you have pecan trees or interested in pecan trees, it's a big event, a lot of equipment and talks and all kinds of stuff, so it's a kind of a big event. So, pardon the pun, but they're nuts about it.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. So, John, you were talking about equipment. When are you going to invent a shaker that we can get in our backyards for those of us that have backyard pecans?
You know,
because I haven't been able to hire a monkey to harvest them.
Yeah, you know, there is a piece of equipment that does do that.
But you can't get it in the backyard, can you?
Yeah. Yeah, it's basically works off of a chainsaw engine.
Oh, well, that's
interesting. And you put it on, and it vibrates the limb.
The limb enough to
shake them loose. Now, if you have one of the big, 6-8 inch diameter limbs, it's not going to do
tough.
That. You'll have to go up a little higher,
sure.
But it'll get those 1 and 2 inch limbs and give them a good shake. And
is that available for the home gardener to
right.
access on a temporary basis?
Yeah, I don't know of anybody in town selling them, but I know there was Pape's Pecan House in Seguin, Texas, that was selling them.
Okay.
But somebody has come up with one.
Well, that's great.
But otherwise, you hired the chimps.
Well, and I know, and they're just not readily available. I did have mine pruned, and that was a great way to get them all down. So I had a great crop this year.
There was a tree company, I forget where they're at, but they were called the Tree Monkeys.
It's an appropriate name.
Yes, appropriate name.
Scurry up the trunk.
So. Oh, dear. Well, that'll be a great conference for folks that have lots of pecans in no more appropriate place than in Las Cruces to
have it. That's right. Multiple states will be represented at that conference as well.
Fantastic.
So definitely. And you're part of another upcoming event, John, with your Sunscape one-day seminar here at the UTEP Centennial Museum and Gardens.
Right.
March the 10th.
Yeah, March the 10th. It's a 8 to 4 type of thing, and we'll try and, educate people on how to grow things properly here in El Paso and, talk about some of the desert-adapted native plants that they can utilize in their landscapes and, hopefully be a little bit more successful gardeners. And it's something we've kind of done on an annual basis for I don't know how many years, but there's always opportunity to educate people.
Excellent. And about the time you're doing Sunscape on Saturday, we'll be doing our 3-day event at the Home and Garden Expo with our education booth. So, yes, we have plenty of opportunities to stop by, answer questions at the Master Gardener Educational Booth, or even linger a little longer and listen to one of the garden talks that they've put together for that as well.
And the other thing we'll have available is Kids Corner for the kiddos, and we've started some seedlings for them so that they can actually take something home from the table and learn.
Yeah, definitely.
How to transplant some seedlings. So,
and it's always interesting.
Looking forward to that.
Most definitely, always interesting to look at the difference between folks that have a very specific question that you can answer at an educational booth as opposed to a sit down traditional program.
Right.
So
right.
I think that that's the really great thing about our topic is that we're able to kind of dive further deep into a subject.
It is one of the most fun things that I do every year. I always try to make a point to work the home show. And, that one-on-one interaction with people is, I tell our master gardeners, it's kind of like help desk on steroids, because you do have that opportunity to, you know, expand on the second part of the question and so forth and so on. So it's really
great.
That kind
of breaks them into to a hotline and
absolutely.
And
well, exactly.
They're really good.
Right.
Under
really
fire
good.
There.
Exactly.
Because that's what we do. That's what we're all about, is educating the public.
Sharing that information with the public.
Exactly.
So speaking of sharing information, I think about this time with our strange or maybe a little mild winter, even if we can call it a winter, folks are itching to get back into the garden. But right now is a really great time to start any kind of vegetable seeds that are going to be transplanted
absolutely.
Into the garden. And I know that you all are busy with that, Jan, and that. So let's talk a little bit about some gardening tips surrounding
okay.
our vegetables.
We are doing a lot in the greenhouse out at AgriLife Research and preparing for our gardens to get things going. And I think it's important for folks to realize that you really should get at least your tomatoes. You want to get your tomatoes in the ground before March the 31st as a rule. You know, we all know that these weather patterns have been kind of strange, and it's getting warmer earlier many years. So that means that if you have chosen to start from seed, which is really very rewarding, it's financially it's rewarding along those lines too. You know, you can buy a package of seeds for $3 and propagate 150 tomatoes. You can supply them for the neighborhood. But it's important, and you can find this on our website. We have a vegetable planting calendar. So if you take a look at that, then you will be able to back out from those dates to see when you should actually start your seeds. There's some really important things that you need to keep in mind. You want to use a good sterile seed starting mix. Don't go out in the backyard and, you know, and dig that up, because right. heaven knows what you'll start things in. Use seeds that are viable. Make sure that they're not seeds that go back to, you know, 2008 or whatever, that have been sitting in your garage and that are all hot. And seeds can last for a good long time, but if you're not sure, you can always do a viability test. Uh-huh. Pop them in a damp paper towel, leave them for about 6 to 14 days, depending on the seed, and if they sprout in that paper towel, then they're going to work in the soil as well. We're lucky at the greenhouse because we have, you know, professional grade misters and so forth and so on. So it takes a little bit more work. A grow light is a wonderful thing. You can actually start them on your kitchen windowsill,
right?
If you're diligent to it, but keeping those little, we start them a little 2-inch six packs, and we plant for our tomatoes. For almost everything, we plant one seed per two inch cell,
right.
And it's really cool when in about 7 to 14 days you see them peeking through.
Yeah, it's always really a challenge to do
it
some
is. There's
seed propagation.
Very rewarding, and very rewarding thing.
I know
do.
One thing on starting seeds is you want to make sure that you know the difference between cool season and warm season vegetable seed.
Absolutely.
Or flower seed.
And that's where that planting calendar really
right.
comes in.
Yeah.
And I think that's something, John, that you worked with us on several years ago to develop that. And we're also going to be working on one with herbs.
Wonder.
Because that's something that people are really loving. I was noticing in the big box stores that they've got quite a few things out already as far as transplants are concerned.
Right. Transplants and seeds as well.
Exactly.
And, you know, I think the one thing that we always tell folks, look at the back of that seed packet, because it has a lot of great information.
Good information.
With probably the exception of that really tiny map of the U.S.
Very
exactly.
generalized
it's
map.
Very general.
Very general.
It's painted with very broad strokes. So that El Paso vegetable calendar is probably one of the most popular handouts that we
it
have
is.
That is very, it's completely applicable to El Paso. So
it is.
Don't overlook that. When
and it's
you're
important.
Out
I mean, you know, we see our beautiful magazines in the, you know, in the grocery stores when you're standing in line to pay and all that stuff,
right.
and beautiful, you know, flowers in the front of whatever. And yeah. But unfortunately, so many of those.
I'm still looking
stores,
for those houses.
I know. Well, you're not going to find them, John, because they're all in Georgia or Vermont or. And as gorgeous
Photoshop,
as they
John.
Are, yeah, Photoshop. It's not applicable to our neck of the woods, and that's why conferences like Sunscape and so forth and so on, you know, those are very important to us, because we need to do, we want to set you up for success. And you cannot use that broad paintbrush and have success. I mean, it's fun to, you know, I tell people all the time, do you like azaleas? And when I'm doing my class in container gardening, oh, yes, I love them. I love them. I said, well, yeah, I need to move to Dallas. They don't do well here. They're not happy. But there's so many beautiful things that are happy.
Right.
And, again, that's where that knowledge is really valuable. So we'll be able to share a lot of that with you at the home show.
Perfect. So but, so we're talking about starting our vegetable seeds for our summer garden.
Yes.
Let's run through really some quick popular vegetables that most people plant. So tomatoes, definitely
that's
you want to get those
number one.
Transplants.
Right.
Not direct seeds. You don't want to start them directly in the garden.
No.
You want to bank on transplants for that. What about chili?
Okay. Chilies you can start as well, but they like a little warmer soil. They want to be transplanted in much warmer soil. And, you know, depending, you know, regardless of whether you start your seed yourself or you purchase the transplants, they're still transplants when they go into the ground. So peppers, you're going to start a little bit later. Eggplant, probably we will propagate by maybe, in the next week or so, we'll get them, the seeds propagated. So they won't be ready to go in the ground quite yet. But, and in El Paso, certainly the tomatoes and the peppers are the best, you know, the most popular.
Right.
One of the most popular herbs is basil. Everybody loves basil. It's too early, folks, to take your basil outside. It does not like the cold. It doesn't like the cold in the refrigerator or outside. So be patient, and that's a easy, if you want to start propagating seeds, that's a great plant to start with.
Right. There's several of the plants, you know, corn and some of the melons and stuff that usually do better as a direct seed into the
squash.
Garden. Squash. And I mean, there are exceptions to the rule. I do sometimes see melons sold as you know, in the little packs and stuff too.
Definitely.
And it used to be they were always, you know, field sown.
Right.
And they do start better that way.
And if you do that, if you're going to do your melons, regardless of how you do them, make sure that you plan for enough real estate.
Right.
Because they take off. You know, the same with, you know, in the fall with your pumpkins and stuff. But we do squash direct sow if we don't have critters.
Right.
But if we do them, sometimes when we do them in the garden because of where our garden is located, they get munched down to the ground real quickly. They pop up. The rabbits are there, and so
a lot of things.
But at home, you can do them direct. So
and they're big enough to see them when you put them in the ground. So
right,
they're good. Well, with that said, we're going to go ahead and nominate our plant of the week as tomato or celebrity tomato,
yes,
with tried and true kind of home garden gardeners'
been around
favorite
for a long time.
It has been. So we're going to stick with
American.
Selection
very resistant to disease and tasty little bugger.
And has a good history of doing well here.
It does.
Exactly.
It does.
So that's going to be your plant of the week.
Absolutely.
Trusty thing. So we're almost.
Get the seed and get them started.
Now.
Right now.
Now.
Right now.
Excellent. Well, speaking of now, we're almost out of time right now. But if you have any other garden questions, feel free to give us a call, Master Gardeners at the Help Desk at 771-2354. We want to thank you for listening today and thank Lauren Terrazas for engineering and producing today's show. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
I'm John White.
And I'm Jan Petterzelka.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden
good to grow.